Somalia's Defense Minister Mohamed Abdi Gandhi says security forces beat back an attempted coup by a combined force of domestic and foreign fighters in a series of battles during the past few days in the streets of Mogadishu. Gandhi briefed a closed-door meeting of the Somalia Consultative Group at the African Union headquarters. Reports from Mogadishu indicate sporadic fighting is continuing. Forces allied with the insurgent group Al-Shabaab control much of Mogadishu. The government controls a few square kilometers of the city, aided by a force of about 4,000 troops from the AU peacekeeping mission, AMISOM. AU Peace and Security Commissioner Ramtane Lamamra says the attacking force, backed by nearby Eritrea, came from outside the city and was trying to capture Via Somalia, the presidential palace.
The attack was defeated. The Shabab and Hizb Islami did not succeed in getting near the Villa Somalia or in getting near the positions of AMISOM.
Lamamra also says Sierra Leone and Burundi have each agreed to send an additional battalion to bolster AMISOM. The mission is just over half its authorized strength of 8,000, and the two new battalions will bring it up to about 6,000. Lamamra refused to say when the troops would arrive.
This is an information that we are not going to share with the Shabab through the media.
Lamamra and others attending the meeting expressed frustration at what they called false and misleading media reports coming from Mogadishu, many suggesting a deepening spiral of violence, the impending fall of Sheikh Sharif's fragile government, and the rise of hardline Islamic rule. The UN Special Envoy to Somalia, Amadou Ould Abdallah, scoffed at the widely held belief the conflict is motivated by religious or political differences. Speaking to reporters, he said the insurgents are mostly clan factions trying to protect criminal business interests built up during the nearly two decades Somalia has been without effective government.
We should not be taken hostage that all this is Islamist or non-Islamist. There is also a clear agenda of criminal economic activities. How many private airports do we have in Somalia? How many private ports? To perpetuate the idea that it is a civil conflict for political reason, religious reason, is very easy. After 20 years, now people are seeing how many illegal clandestine imports, clandestine export, how many money laundering and piracy has been very helpful in drawing attention to the money side of this crisis.
Somalia will be among the top issues on the agenda Saturday when the UN Security Council convenes a joint meeting in Addis Ababa with the AU Peace and Security Council. The International Donor Committee pledged $213 million to help stabilize Somalia at a conference in Brussels last month. But the latest fighting has prompted another mass exodus of refugees from Mogadishu and raised doubts among donors about whether the Horn of Africa nation can recover after so many years of anarchy. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.